Okay, Tzeibet Hashem, we're continuing in the fourth parak of Maseches Ksubos, and today we are doing Mishnayos Dalet and Hey. So we already learned that if a girl is a ketana or a nara, so the father has certain rights over her. Once she becomes a bokera, so then she's in her own jurisdiction. So the Mishnah tells us when she's a ketana or a nara, what exactly are the rights that a father has over his daughter? So avzakei bevito bekidusha bekesef b'shtar b'bia, the father could give her over for kiddushin, whether it be kiddusha kesef, kiddusha shtar, kiddusha b'bia. If she finds anything, so her metziah goes to her father. If she does any maisiyah dayim, her work goes to her father, or the proceeds from her work goes to her father, and the father could be made for any nedarim that she might make. Umekabelas gita, and also if she gets divorced, the father receives the get from the husband. Ve'ena ochel peros bechayeha. But if she gets any yerusha of property, he does not get to have the peros of that property during her lifetime, meaning if it's property doesn't have to mean a field with fruits, it could be a business that produces income, so he's not entitled to get the profits, he has to hold them in a trust, and they go to her eventually in her lifetime, because if she dies and she has no husband, then he'll inherit her, so that's why we say b'chayeha specifically. Now, once a woman has nisuin, we know that she's now in her husband's rishus, not in the father's rishus anymore, so what transfers over to the husband? Niseis, once she has nisuin, yes, the husband has all the rights that the father has, plus one more. He gets to eat the peros from her properties even during her lifetime, meaning other than the mitziah and maisiyah deha and hafaras nedareha, he gets that as well. Now, obviously, he does not have the right to give her over for kiddushin with keser sharabia. That's a right that's only for a father. That doesn't go to a husband, obviously. Now, once we mention a husband's rights, there are also obligations that a husband has. V'chayv b'mezon aseha, b'perkona, uvikvurasa. Husband has to support his wife. He has to pay her ransom if she's captured. It used to be that pidyon shvuyim was all about money, meaning people would take captives to be able to charge money. It wasn't about political agendas. It wasn't about sakana. It was really Maram Rutenberg, was held captive for years and died of old age in captivity. That doesn't really happen nowadays. That it was all about money in those days. So all the Rav Asher Weiss points out, all the sugyas about releasing people from captivity are totally irrelevant to current Nebuch captive situations, because it's an entirely different story. But anyway, so the husband is chayiv to redeem her from captivity to pay. And he's also obligated to bury her. Now, not only that, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Afilu Anish Rabbi Yisrael Lo Yivchos Mishnei Chalil Mekonenes. Rabbi Yehuda says even the poorest husband has to, at least for the wife's funeral, hire two people to play flutes, which was common at funerals, and someone to be Mekonenes, a woman to like wail and lament the loss of the woman, to create the proper mood for a funeral. Now, when does a ketana or a nara leave the rishus of the father and go into the rishus of the husband? Says Mishnah, she's considered to be in her father's rishus until she comes into her husband's rishus to have full nisuin, meaning she has to go into the chuppah, which is however you define chuppah is a major machlokes in Rishonim. It is fascinating that we never really define nisuin in Mishnayos or even really in Gemara. That's why there are so many shitos in Rishonim. What constitutes nisuin? But let's just call it knisa l'chupa, however you define that. That's only when nisuin happens does she transfer from her father's rishos to her husband. Masra avlu shluchei abal harei rishos abal. If the father gives her over to the shluchim of the husband to bring her back to his home, she's now in the rishos of the husband, even though she's only in the hands of his shluchim. Halacha av im shluchei abal o shalchu shluchei avim shluchei abal. But if the father continues to escort her, even though the shluchei abal are there already, and he walks with them, or he sends his shluchim to continue traveling with them, then harei b'rishus av, then he has not yet released her, so she's still in the rishus of the father. Masru shluchei av l'shluchei abal harei b'rishus abal. But if the father's shluchim have already given her over to the shluchei abal, then she is in the rishus of the baal. So to quickly review what we learned today in Mishnah Dalet, we said that a father's rights in his daughter are to give her over for kiddushin, whether it's keser shtar or bia, and he's entitled to her metziah, her maisiyah dayim, to be made for her nedarim, to receive her get, But any profits that her properties earn, he does not get to enjoy while she's alive. It gets put away in a trust for her. However, once she has nisuin, the husband gets all those things, the metziah, ma'aseh yadayim, and hafaras nedarim. But in addition to that, he gets to eat the peros b'chayeha, but he also has responsibilities. He has to support her, he has to redeem her from captivity, he has to bury her, and Rabbi Yehuda qualifies it. What does it mean he has to bury her? That no matter how poor he is, he's got to pay for two chalilim and a mekoneness. Mishnah Hewi said that a woman remains in the rishos of her father until she has nisuin with the husband, until she goes into the husband's rishos for nisuin, which means that if the father shluchim gave her to the to the shluchei abal, or the father gave her to the shluchei abal, once she's solely in the husband's or rishos, or the husband's shluchim's rishos, and she's solely, meaning that the father's no longer there, or the father's shluchim are no longer there, that's when she's in the husband's jurisdiction. But so long as the father's still holding on to her, or still walking along with her, or his shluchim are doing so, then she's still considered to be in the father's jurisdiction. Tomorrow, we will continue in the fourth parak with Mishnayos, Vav, and Zayin.